Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and their Masechah Sota Daf Zayin, the first parak Kamakan. The Zichu Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission teaches that after the Sota's husband takes her to the local basin, Mosin Loshnei Talmi Chachamim, they provide him with two Talmi Chachamim to escort them, Shemi Yabo Oleh Baderach, for perhaps he'll have relations with her on the way, which is forbidden, and additionally renders the waters ineffective. Rav Yehuda says, Ba'ala Neman Aleh, her husband is trusted regarding her, and an escort is unnecessary. In a bright story, Rav Yehuda supports his position with the Kal V'chomer. Ma Nida Shehi B'Karis, if a Nida, with whom relations are punishable with Karis, Ba'ala Neman Aleh, yet her husband is trusted regarding her, and their seclusion is permitted, Sote Shehi B'Lav, Lo Kol Shekein, then a Sota, who is prohibited to her husband with a mere negative commandment, all the more so he should be trusted. The Chachamim respond that, on the contrary, the husband can more easily be trusted with a Nida, whose severity deters him from sinning. In another brisa, they argue that a husband can be trusted regarding a nida, who become permitted again, as opposed to a sota, who may not. Later, Rabbi Yehuda offered a scriptural source for his position. Pointing to the next mission describes the beginning of the sota procedure. The Sanhedrin endeavors to frighten her to admit her guilt, and they say to her, Biti harbe yain osa harbe schok osa. My daughter, wine causes much wrongdoing, frivolity causes much wrongdoing, harbe yaldus osa harbe shechenim haroi moisim, immaturity causes much wrongdoing, and bad neighbors cause much wrongdoing through their regular access to her. Asu shmoha gadol shenichta b'kedusha shul yimacho amayim. Act for his great name, which was written in Kedusha, by admitting your guilt so that it should not be erased on the waters. They then tell her of tzaddikim in the Torah who confessed the misdeeds. If she confesses, she forfeits her ksuba and is divorced. If she insists on her innocence, she is brought to the eastern gate where the sota waters are administered. The mission then describes the degradation to which she was subjected, including her clothing being grabbed and possibly torn, her hair being uncovered and unbraided, and what she cannot wear. It then details who may watch the proceedings. And pointing with the Abraisa describes the confessions of tzaddikim about whom the sota is told. Yehuda hodavalo bosh, Yehuda confessed to his deed with Tamar and was not ashamed. Mahaya sofa, what was his end? Nachol chayi olam haba, he inherited life in olam haba. The same is said of Reuben's confession of his deed concerning Bilhah. The Braisa also describes a reward in this world. The Torah describes Yehuda's confession, Yakir Yehuda v'yomer tzadka mimeni. And Yehuda recognized his items and said, she is right, the child is from me. Reuben's confession is hinted in Moshe's bracha. Yehi Reuben al yamos v'zos Yehuda. Reuben should live and not die, and this to Yehuda, which implies a connection between the two. The Gemara tells that while the Jewish nation traveled through the desert, Yehuda's bones were rolling in his coffin because of the cherem he accepted, although it was a conditional, until Moshe pleaded for him, Rabbono Shalom, Mi Garmel of Reuben Shehoda, master of the world, who caused Reuben to confess? Yehuda, v'zos Yehuda. Yet Reuben's bones are intact, Yehi Reuben, and this is to Yehuda. The Gemara details the continuation of Moshe's tefillah and Yehuda's steady ascendancy in the Masifta the Rekia, the heavenly academy. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah teaches that after the Sota's husband takes her to a local basin, Mosin Loshnei Talmi Chachamim, they provide him with two Talmi Chachamim to escort them, Shem Yabo Ol HaBaderach, for perhaps he'll have relations with her on the way, which is forbidden, and additionally renders the waters ineffective. Rav Yehuda says, Ba'ala Neman Aleh, her husband is trusted regarding her, and an escort is unnecessary. In a bright story, Rav Yehuda supports his position with the Kal V'chomer. Ma Nida Shehi B'Karis, if a Nida, with whom relations are punishable with Karis, Ba'ala Neman Aleh, yet her husband is trusted regarding her, and their seclusion is permitted, Sote Shehi B'Lav, Lo Kol Shekein, then a Sota, who is prohibited to her husband with a mere negative commandment, all the more so he should be trusted. The Chachamim respond that, on the contrary, the husband can more easily be trusted with a Nida, whose severity deters him from sinning. In another brisa, they argue that a husband can be trusted regarding a nida, who become permitted again, as opposed to a sota, who may not. Later, Rabbi Yehuda offered a scriptural source for his position. Pointing to the next mission describes the beginning of the sota procedure. The Sanhedrin endeavors to frighten her to admit her guilt, and they say to her, Biti harbe yain osa harbe schok osa. My daughter, wine causes much wrongdoing, frivolity causes much wrongdoing, harbe yaldus osa harbe shechenim haroi moisim, immaturity causes much wrongdoing, and bad neighbors cause much wrongdoing through their regular access to her. Asu shmoha gadol shenichta b'kedusha shul yimacho amayim. Act for his great name, which was written in Kedusha, by admitting your guilt so that it should not be erased on the waters. They then tell her of tzaddikim in the Torah who confessed the misdeeds. If she confesses, she forfeits her ksuba and is divorced. If she insists on her innocence, she is brought to the eastern gate where the sota waters are administered. The mission then describes the degradation to which she was subjected, including her clothing being grabbed and possibly torn, her hair being uncovered and unbraided, and what she cannot wear. It then details who may watch the proceedings. And pointing with the Abraisa describes the confessions of tzaddikim about whom the sota is told. Yehuda hodavalo bosh, Yehuda confessed to his deed with Tamar and was not ashamed. Mahaya sofa, what was his end? Nachol chayi olam haba, he inherited life in olam haba. The same is said of Reuben's confession of his deed concerning Bilhah. The Braisa also describes a reward in this world. The Torah describes Yehuda's confession, Yakir Yehuda v'yomer tzadka mimeni. And Yehuda recognizes items and said, she is right, the child is from me. Reuben's confession is hinted in Moshe's bracha. Yehi Reuben al yamos v'zos Yehuda. Reuben should live and not die, and this to Yehuda, which implies a connection between the two. The Gemara tells that while the Jewish nation traveled through the desert, Yehuda's bones were rolling in his coffin because of the cherem he accepted, although it was a conditional, until Moshe pleaded for him. Rabbono Shalom, mi garmel of Reuben Jehuda, master of the world, who caused Reuben to confess? Yehuda, v'zosu Yehuda. Yet Reuben's bones are intact, Yehi Reuben, and this is to Yehuda. The Gemara details the continuation of Moshe's tefillah and Yehuda's steady ascendancy in the Masifta de Rekia, the Heavenly Academy. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Zayin, and our standard Siman is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun for the Siman. So here goes. The two Talmid Chachamim with red guns, escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, tried to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing. Just as they passed two great Tzaddikim confessing, one regarding a woman and the other regarding a bed. Once again, slow motion. The two Talmid Chachamim with red guns, that must be on Daf Zion. The two Talmid Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that after the Sota's husband takes her to a local basin, most milo shnei Talmid Chachamim, they provide him with two Talmid Chachamim to escort them, shemi yava oleh baderech, for perhaps he'll have relations with her on the way, which is forbidden, and additionally, renders the waters ineffective. Yehuda says, Baal and Neman aleh, her husband is trusted regarding her, and an escort is unnecessary. The rationale for the different positions is presented. So the two Talmid Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, tried to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing, which reminds us. The next mission describes the beginning of the Sota procedure. The Sanhedrin endeavors to frighten her to admit her guilt, and they say to her, Biti, harbi nyainose, harbi schokose, my daughter, wine causes much wrongdoing, frivolity causes much wrongdoing, harbi yaldusose, harbi shcheinim abrayim osim, immaturity causes much wrongdoing, bad neighbors cause much wrongdoing, asilo shmoha gandol shenichna b'kedusha shul yimacha hamayim, act for his great name, which is written in Kedusha by admitting your guilt so that it should not be erased on the waters. So the two Talmid Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, tried to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing, just as they passed two great Tzaddikim confessing, one regarding a woman and the other regarding a bed, which reminds us. Our Braisa describes the confessions of Tzaddikim about whom the Sota is told. Yehuda hoda v'lo bosh. Yehuda confessed with his deed with Tamar and was not ashamed. Maya Sofa, what was his end? Nachu chayil maba, he inherited life in the world to come. The same is said of Reuben's confession of his deed concerning Bila. So once again, the two Talmid Chachamim with red guns escorting the Sota, since her husband could not be trusted, try to frighten her to confess by pointing their guns at a bottle of wine and telling her wine causes much wrongdoing, just as they passed two great Tzaddikim confessing, one regarding a woman and the other regarding a bed. All right, so now it's time for four Baal Bach Hazar. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel. Camel, that must be more on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa. Reb Meir said, Adam over aver b'seis v'kosh baruch hu machriz ala b'galuli. A person commits a sin privately, such as an unfaithful wife, and a kosh baruch hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that a kosh baruch hu causes the husband to warn her. Reish Lakish said, Ein adam over avera elim ken niknas b'ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Ishmael said, Ein adam mekana l'ishto im ken niknas b'ruach. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this ruach. The rabbi said it's a ruach tumah, but Ravashi said it's a ruach tahara out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Ravashi and Abraisa regarding the pasuk, Bekina es ishto, and he shall warn his wife. Rabbi Shmuel said Rashus, it's merely a permit for him to do so, but not a chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said chove, it is an obligation to do so if he suspects her. Since these tanaim hold as either Rashus or a chove to warn her, it stands to reason that the ruach which caused him to do so is a pure one. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog, which reminds us. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rav Yonason, Kol osu mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh mekadamta v'holechas lefanav olam haba. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. Kol over avera achas ba'olam hazeh melapavta v'holechas lefanav yom hadin. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, it envelops him and goes before him on the day of judgment. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashur bo kakelev, the sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, is a door. So here goes. When the red sota door, that must be more Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. When the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was open, which reminds us, the Gemara records nine opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, which renders her a sota. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas yadayim cup and towel were missing. Which reminds us, Rav Avir expounded, kol ochel lechem below netilas yadayim. Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, kigul baal eish hazona. It's as if he had relations with the harlot. Rav Elazar says, kol mezalzel netilas yadayim nekar mina olam. Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating the rabbanan enactments warrants death. Rabbi Abba said, "Kol ochel pas b'lo nigub yadayim, ki ochel lechem tame." Anyone who eats bread without drying the hands after washing is as if he eats tame bread, because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to avodah zorah placed on top of an altar he built, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the evils of gasas of ruach, haughtiness. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Yochai, "Kol adam sheish bo gasas of ruach ki ilu over the avodas kochavim." Anyone who has in him haughtiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. And Ula says that anyone who has a gaiva is ki ilu ban abama, is as though he built an altar for idolatry. Daf hay. So the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay. Hey, that must be more on daf hay. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished, which reminds us, this stuff continues with many teachings about one who possesses gasas ruach, arrogance. Rav Avira said, "Lasof mismayit, his stature will eventually be diminished." So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, which reminds us, Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Talmud Chacham tzarech sheyeh bo echud meshmona b'shminis. A Talmud Chacham must have an eighth of an eighth of haughtiness. Rashi explains that this is in order that he and his teachings will be taken seriously. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak objected, one should possess neither it nor any part of it. Is it insignificant that which is written about Tohav as Hashem kol gebal lev? An abomination to Hashem is every haughty of heart. So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, while the Talmud Chacham ignored him since he was busy overseeing a chalitza for a sota, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Beis taught about a sota, the imeis choletzes. If he, referring to her husband, dies without children, she requires chalitza. The Gemara asks why yibum itself is not allowed. Three versions of Rav Yosef's answer are presented. The first, the pasuk says about a woman divorced because of suspected adultery, v'yatzim abeis of a halchav ha'isa l'isha cher, and she left his house and went and married another man. L'isha cher v'lo yabam. This teaches she may only marry another man, but not a yabam. Daf Vav. So the simmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The large red sword, that must be more Daf Vav. The large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in Yibum, which reminds us, Rava offers another explanation why sota cannot be taken in Yibum. Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Im nesu b'mutula, if she became forbidden to the husband who was permitted to her, basula l'koshekain, then to the one who was forbidden to her before, meaning the husband's brother, all the more so, she should not become permitted for Yibum. Rashi explains that if the marriage was sufficiently damaged to prohibit her to her husband, it certainly should not permit a formally forbidden yavam. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in Chotzwarts, which reminds us, Ravama quoted Rav Sheshes, a sotish yesh la'edim b'menina siyam, a sota about whom there are edim overseas who saw her adultery, ain't a mind botkinosa. The waters do not examine her to establish her innocence or guilt. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in Chotzwarts, which led to her mincha being burned. Nidarabban, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was challenged that if the very existence of Edim renders Sota waters ineffective for her, as Rav Sheshes holds, then their Edus actually informs us that she was never fit for them, and the Mincha was sanctified in error and should revert to its original Chulin state and not be burned, which it is. Three answers are given, the last one being that although the sanctification of the Mincha was indeed an error, it's burned because of a rabbinic decree. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf and why Sota does Chalitza and Yibum is not allowed? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 2. Which daf when the Sanhedrin tries to frighten the Sota by telling her that a lot of wine causes trouble as well as many other things cause trouble? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 3. Which daf have a Malchokas if the Ruach that enters the husband is a Ruach Tahara or Ruach Tuma? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff when the Rav says that a Sota cannot be taken in Yibum from a Kal Vachomer, that if to her husband she's forbidden, all the more so to his brother who is forbidden to her, that's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff about the negative implications of not washing one's hands or not drying one's hands before eating bread, that's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have 9 opinions as to the duration of Stira, that's on daf. Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that they tell the Sota about the confessions of Yehuda and Reuven? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the Kodesh Baruch Hu announces publicly the Averos? One does privately, and a person only sins if a Ruach Shtus enters him. That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn the Chachamim of Yehuda if 2 Talmidei Chachamim are required to escort the Sota to Yerushalayim? That's on daf. Zion. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that one who is a Baal Gaiva will eventually be diminished? That's on daf. Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Yoram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.